When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Williams and his orchestra open the show with Things Look Brighter Again. Here's a housekeeping tip that will save you hours of work, give you more time for relaxation, and keep your floors clean and shining. Use Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. This remarkable liquid floor polish dries in 20 minutes and shines without rubbing or buffing. Even dull, faded linoleum takes on new life and beauty with one application of Johnson's Glow Coat. Dirt can't stick to the gleaming surface. Scratches and stains are warded off by this wonderful protective polish. The ideal polish for printed or inlaid linoleum, linoleum rugs, rubber tile, varnished and painted wood floors. Buy Glow Coat from your dealer tomorrow. Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering GLO-COAT. Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Oh yes, remember, you save money on the larger sizes. The week the state fair opens in Westful Vista. But although Molly is quite interested, Fibber is too sophisticated for that sort of thing. And here, having a soda in the Westful Vista drugstore and discussing the state fair, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, come on, McGee. Let's go to the state fair.
No, sir, not me. You can go if you want to. But as the guy out in Hollywood says, include me out of it. State fairs is for farmers.
Oh, well, I think we ought to give it our support. After all, the farmer's the backbone of the nation, you know.
What of it? I ain't no chiropractor. Hey, Fuzzy, give me another dash of soda in this, will you? It's losing its oomph.
Yes, sir, Mr. McGee. Here you are.
Thanks, Bud. A little bit of it on my shirt, but it's all right. How about you, Molly?
No, thanks. But I really want to go to the fair, McGee. Come on, be a sport.
What you mean, be a sport? I can't see no sportsmanship in walking your legs off, going from one hot tent to another, and clapping hands in ecstasy at a couple of fat hogs, getting popcorn in your hair, and barking your shins over a shed full of fresh-painted tractors. No, sir. A little more strawberry in this, Fuzzy. It's losing its flavor. Thanks.
Hello there, McGee. Hello, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, hi, Your Honor. Molly, it's Mayor Applepuss. Your Honor, this is my wife, Molly.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Well, delighted to see you again, Mrs. McGee.
Join me in a soda, Applepuss?
Well, I don't mind if I do.
Okay. Hey, Fuzzy, give the mayor another straw for my soda. I'll run your race to the bottom of the glass, Applepuss.
I, somebody told me you were in the drugstore, and oh. I am empowered, empowered, as director of the fair, to appoint certain responsible citizens as supervisors. And naturally, I immediately thought of you.
Well, Applepuss, I don't think I can take it. I ain't got any use for state fairs myself. Any salary to it?
But there is considerable honor attached to the appointment, as well as certain prerogatives.
What's prerogative?
That's City Hall double talk for percentages, Molly. Meaning what, Applepuss?
Well, first you have the privilege of entering all concessions free of charge.
Oh, think of that, dearie.
Shucks, that's just a legitimate way of crawling under the tent. It ain't as much fun. What else, Applepuss?
And with the official supervisor's badge.
Oh, a badge, huh? Well, no.
It's got a blue ribbon on it.
It has? What color?
Blue.
I'll take it. And Fuzzy.
Yes, sir?
I want to see you out there at the fair, understand? It's the duty of every citizen to support a wonderful institution like the State Fair. Come on, Molly, let's hurry out the fair.
In the gate if you tell him you're a supervisor.
Well, maybe I better get a couple of tickets. I'll get a refund after I get my badge. Hi, sis. Give me two in the front. Oh, it's Mrs. Wearybottom. Hi, Weary.
Oh, hello, folks.
Well, you selling tickets here?
Yes, I get so tired of sitting at home and peeking at the neighbors out the window, I can do the same thing here and get paid for it. You'll find the snake charmer 5 cents along the midway.
I ain't interested in snake charmers, Weary. I'm more interested in the scientific exhibit.
Well, in that case, you better go see the fat lady in tent number 8. She could show Einstein several dimensions he never thought of. Well, here's your tickets, Mr. McGee, and I'd advise you to stay off the merry-go-round. You're dizzy enough now. Who's next, please?
Well, where do you go to get your badge, McGee?
Well, Applepuss said the administration building, but I don't know where the administration building... Hey, Bud, where's the administration building?
Me? What's he?
Pie says, where's the administration building?
The third large building past the hula dancer, Johnny.
Oh. Much obliged, Bud. Say, is she a pretty good dancer?
Yeah, but I wouldn't trust her myself. She's just a shake in the grass.
Heavenly day.
Shucks, I better hurry and get my supervisor's badge so I can see some of this stuff. I got to...
Pardon me, did I hear you say you were a supervisor, sir?
12 times in the last 5 minutes, lady.
Why, sis? What can I do for you?
Well, I put up some pickles for exhibit, and my neighbor put up some pickles, too. Only the pickles she put up in a lot fancier bottle of them than I put up in mine, and the ones she got put up a lot, look a lot better than the ones I put up. How does she get away with it?
I'd say that was a put-up job. I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
You see, Molly, what it means to be a supervisor? It ain't every man that'd qualify for a job like this. You gotta be ambitious, apply yourself.
And Johnson's Wax, you can apply yourself so easily and quickly that your floor's...
Harpo!
Hi, folks.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. Say, I didn't know you were so interested in state fairs.
Oh, sure. I'm playing on one of the polo teams this afternoon.
Oh.
Oh, you are. I ever tell you about the time Harpo first learned to ride a horse, Molly?
No.
He asked the riding instructor which was the offside, and the teacher said, just get on and you'll find out.
Oh, all right, all right. The way I get...
All right, here, folks. Step right up and see the latest scientific developments in outdoor dentistry. No pain or no pay. Old Dr. Dentine, the world-famous molar manipulator. We fill him and yank him, charge him and thank him. Yes, indeed. How about you, my little man?
Who, me? Listen, bud. I'm a supervisor of this fair, so don't get uppity with me.
Ah, yes, a supervisor.
You betcha.
I see you have a large cavity right in front there that needs filling, my boy.
Huh?
Why don't you buy a lollipop? Step right up, folks. Extractions with a smile and treatments with a roar of laughter.
Right? Well, how much do you charge to pull teeth, doctor?
It all depends, madam. Most patients, $2. Special patients, only $1.
What have you got to have to be a $1 patient, doc?
Buck teeth. All right, friends.
Smart guy, huh? Dad, granted, I wish I had my supervisor's badge on. They wouldn't be so... Hey there, Skinny. What's the idea of parading up and down in front of the dentist exhibit?
Yes, if you got a tooth bothering you, Skinny, go on up and have it fixed.
Yeah.
Why, the teeth are okay for folks, but the dentist don't belong to the union, and I'm a tooth picket.
Hurry up and get your badge, McGee. You know, there's a lot of exhibits I want to see, particularly the hog-calling contest.
Not me. I had all I wanted of hog-calling contests.
Oh, go on. When were you ever in a hog-calling contest?
Huh?
And which side were you on?
What do you mean, which side was I on? Well, I was the champion hog-caller of Iowa from 1908 to 1921, but I had to give it up.
You did?
Yep. I was at the State Fair in Des Moines, and when I started hollering, "Suey, suey, suey," we begun to get wires from butchers in Omaha, Chicago, and Cincinnati, saying to shut up on account of their bacon was jumping off in the hooks.
Oh. Oh, look, McGee, there's Silly Watson.
Oh, hi, Sil.
Hi, ma'am. How are you both?
What you doing at the fair, Sil?
Well, I'm working here, please, sir.
Doing what, Silly?
Well, I'm the head duck man.
You mean you're in charge of the poultry exhibit, Sil?
No, sir, I mean I duck my head. I'm working at the African Dodger. It's a conception.
Oh, no, Silly, you mean it's a concession.
Yes, ma'am, it sure is on my part.
You mean you're the guy who sticks his head through the canvas wall and lets people heave baseballs at you, Sil?
Yes, that's me.
Mm.
Well, why aren't you working now, Silly?
Well, I ain't no fool, ma'am. I got my brother Considerable working for me for a while. There's a bunch of baseball players here from the Giants, and I ain't taking no chances.
Well, I don't blame you, Sil. When are you going back to work?
I'm going back to work later on, please. Then there won't be no more ball players around except some little old Cincinnati Reds, and they don't worry me nothing.
Well, Silly, tell me, that's kind of dangerous work, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. If and I get hit, it is. But if I can keep dodging them, okay, they ain't much danger. Only thing is, and it makes me kind of nervous, is there's a shooting gallery right behind me. I can duck most every baseball with my head, but I can't dodge no bullets with my... Well, it sure is... I'm talking to you, ma'am. We're so long.
Como sings, "The Moon Got in My Eyes."
Out of the darkness, you suddenly appeared. You smiled and I was taken by surprise. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes. I was so thrilled by the love you volunteered that I gave my heart without a compromise. I guess you don't remember, do you, when the moon got in my eyes? I thought a kingdom was in sight that I would have the right to claim. But with the morning's early light, I didn't have a dream to my name. You know the saying that all who love are blind. It seems that ancient adage still applies. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes.
Kaiser's bed?
Nope, they say his old apple puss is out on the ground someplace and for me to come back in 15 or 20 minutes.
All right. Well, say, let's look around a little bit then. Let's go in here to the inventor's exhibit.
Oh. Hey, look at all the gadgets, will you?
Are you an inventor, sir?
Yes, madam. I'm the inventor of this bathtub. Interesting, isn't it?
What's interesting about it, Bud? Looks like an ordinary bathtub to me.
Oh, well, take a feel of it. You see?
Oh.
Yeah, the whole bathtub is carved out of soap.
Oh, my.
You see, this prevents losing the soap in the tub and also provides a self-lathering bath with a lovely scent of violet permeating the bathroom.
Dear, oh, dear. Well, it'd be a bit slippery, though, wouldn't it, sir?
Well, possibly, madam. I'm working on that angle, however.
Why don't you give a dozen sandpaper bathing suits with each tub, Bud?
Oh, that... Say, that's splendid. Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Did you ever hear about my invention, the collar button locator?
No. What was that?
I built me a fake dresser with the legs sticking up on top so as when the collar button starts to fall to the floor, it sees the top of the dresser and falls back up again.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, so long, Stoopnagel.
So long, Bud. Come on, Molly, let's get out of here.
Oh, McGee, look at that man with the megaphone. He seems to be talking to himself.
I'm surprised everybody around here ain't talking to himself. Hey, listen.
All right, folks, step right up and see the world's greatest collection of freaks and marvels collected from the far corners of the earth. It's an amazing exhibit, folks.
What's inside, Bud?
Brother, you'd be surprised.
Is it something my wife shouldn't have ought to see?
No, anybody can see it, men, women, and children.
Well, then what are you whispering for?
I got laryngitis.
Hey, let me take that megaphone, Bud. You go to the first aid tent and get yourself a gargle.
Oh, what do you know about sideshow barking, McGee?
Oh, me? Why, shucks, Molly. I used to be the most famous barker in the outdoor amusement racket, and I made the racket.
No doubt.
Ballyhoo McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh, my.
Ballyhoo McGee, the bass booming boy with a big bazoo, busily bombarding bunches, busybodies with bitter, biting banter, battling boardwalk, Badinskis, and bellowing big bunches of baloney from Beetle Brain Boobs from Baltimore to Bakersfield.
Okay, brother. Take her over.
Heavenly days, McGee. You don't even know what's in these sideshows.
Well, what's the difference? Did you ever see what you expected to see in a sideshow? All right, folks. Step right up and see the marvels of nature and the most stupendous collection of natural wonders ever collected by man under one tent. See Wazzo, the wild man.
What made him wild?
His wife wouldn't try Johnson's wax, the long-wearing floor polish.
Hartful. Go over and put the steers to sleep, will you?
What do you mean, put the steers to sleep? What do you think I am?
A bulldozer. All right, folks. Step right up and see the lovely Sopino, the bubble dancer. She dances, folks. She dances. Graceful as a gazette.
Gazelle, Ligernut.
Oh, yeah. Graceful as a gazelle, folks. To find another such dancer as she, you could scour the country without avail.
McGee.
Or without success. In the next tent, folks, we have one of the mysteries of nature. The piping paragon of Patagonia. Known to science as Elmous tanneris. Hear this marvelous creature whistle that strange jungle rhythm from the land of Nola Nola.
Do you always let him go around loose?
No, madam. We always keep a strong band around him. Take it, Ted.
Thank you.
Nowadays, most of the bright, good-looking cars you see on the road are kept beautiful with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. If you want to protect your car from the injurious sun rays, from heat and cold, road film and scratches, don't delay another day. Wax your car the Johnson way.
What's the matter, McGee? Wasn't Mayor Applepuss in yet?
No, Dad, Brad, the mayor wasn't in. Chucks, they ask a busy guy like me to come over here and act as supervisor, and then there ain't anybody around to even give him a badge. That's a fine how do you do.
How do you do?
I wasn't talking to you, sis.
Keep quiet, you masher. I'll call one of the supervisors. I don't know why they allow such men.
Come on, Molly. Let's walk around a few minutes more. Mayor Applepuss.
Hello, Fizzard. Hello, QB.
Oh, heavenly days, Mr. DePopulis.
Hi, Nick. How do you like the state fair?
Fizzard, I'm simply a dumbfoundling.
Well, what impressed you the most at the fair here, Mr. DePopulis?
Those big cows, QB. Those big cows and his little hoofers.
Heifers, Nick. Half, not hoof.
Maybe it is half, not hoof to you, Fizzer, but I'm seeing with my own face his hoofs on each foot.
No, Mr. DePopulis, a hoofer is a dancer. A heifer is a baby cow.
Well, it all depends, Molly. I've seen some hoofers that could give a cow some competition.
Oh.
Don't you get it, Nick? Competition?
I'm getting it, Squeegee, but I don't think I'm wanting it much.
Well, I hope it'll give your children some idea of how the farmer and the consumer and the middleman must work together, Nick.
QB, I think something has got you there. I'm always telling my little Dimitrios, Dimit, I'm saying, Dimit is a knick-knack for Dimitrios. Dimit, I'm saying, while he's paying no attention to me, yeah. Dimit, I'm saying, consumers and farmers and middlemen must always having to work together, I'm saying. If this is not being so, the farmer is raising something which the consumer is not getting it, and the middle of some man is not having something in it.
Very, very sensible.
I don't think so, too, QP. Well, so long, Fizzer. So long, QP. If you should see me around here later, it'll be somebody else because I'm going home now.
Well, it seems to me, McGee, that as supervisor, you might have showed Mr. DePopulis around the fairgrounds.
I don't think so. He's too dumb. Why, I'll bet he thinks a Percheron is a horse.
Why, it is a horse.
Huh? It is? Uh-oh. Well, I always said...
Hi, mister. Buy me an ice cream cone?
Oh, hello there, little girl. Why should I buy you an ice cream cone?
Hmm?
I says, why should I buy you an ice cream cone?
I don't know, I betcha.
Well, neither do I.
Yeah, I guess neither of us know much, do we, huh? Where are you going?
Who, me? Why, I'm a supervisor, sis.
What's a supervisor?
Supervisor?
Hmm?
Supervisor! That's kind of a big word for such a little kid.
Hmm?
Listen, sis, you better run along now. Tell your folks that Supervisor McGee sent you home.
Who's he?
Why, he's me. I mean, I'm him. I'm Supervisor McGee.
Gee, are you Fibber McGee? Hmm, are you? Hmm?
That's me, sis. You heard about me?
Sure, I have, I betcha.
Where?
Hmm?
I says, where?
Where's what?
Dad, Reddit, where did you hear about me?
On the radio.
Oh.
You ever hear Jimmy Fiddler's program? Hmm, do you?
Well, I've heard of it, sis. Why?
Well, he tells if a moving picture is good or not, and he rings a bell.
Uh-huh.
If it's a dandy picture, he rings four bells. And if it's a pretty good picture, he rings three bells. And if it's an ornery picture, he rings two bells. And if it's a bum picture, he only rings one bell, I betcha.
Oh, he does, eh? Has he mentioned our picture? This way, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He says you're going to get the Nobel Prize, I betcha.
Imagine hey, that, Molly.
We better write Mr. Fiddler a note and ask him to give us a ring sometime. Where are you going, McGee?
I just saw Applepuss go into the administration building. I'll be right back with my badge. You wait.
Well, it's about time. I thought he never would. Oh, Mort Toops. Hello, Mort.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Say, I just had him in stitches over at the stables.
At the stables, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I see you came back with a horse laugh.
Horse laugh. That's pretty good. Harness to goodness it is. Boy, am I hot tonight. Well, sir, I says to a stable boy, I says, get a load of this now. I says, have you heard the Charlie McCarthy song? I says, no, he says. Taking it hook, line, and sinker. What's the Charlie McCarthy song? And I whips right back with, it stop, you're burgin' my heart. Well, I gotta get over to the corn exhibit and see the new Gable variety. You know, with the big ears.
Oh, there you are, McGee. Did you get your supervisor's badge, dearie?
Yep, I got it.
Oh, where is it? Why don't you put it on?
It's in my pocket. I ain't the one to go around showing off.
Oh, good for you. Do you have to supervise the whole fair?
Well, no, not exactly. You see, the big stock judging show is held tomorrow.
Oh, and you're going to supervise the stock judging?
Well, no. The special train with the entries pulls in tonight.
Oh, isn't that fine? And you supervise the unloading of the train, huh?
Well, no. You see, before they unload the livestock off the train, the stables have got to be cleaned out.
I see, and you supervise the cleaning of the stables.
Why don't you stay with the home, Molly? As I always says, these state fairs are okay for you.
Month of the year, thousands of new customers try Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on their floors and linoleum. They are amazed to find how easy it is to keep linoleum clean and sparkling. How much time and effort is saved by using glow coat. If you want to protect your floors from wear, seal out dirt and germs, keep your linoleum looking bright as new with practically no work, buy Johnson's glow coat tomorrow. And let this easy to use self-polishing liquid beautify your floors for you while you sit back and watch. Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering GLO-COAT. Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat.
So gloomy, McGee. What if your supervisor's job wasn't what you thought it was?
Oh, I ain't thinking about that, Molly. I was just feeling sorry for your Uncle Dennis losing the sheep shearing contest. He always was such a clip, too.
Well, he wouldn't have lost, but they claimed he only sheared one side of the sheep. I can't understand it.
Well, I can.
How?
Well, he's a city guy, and he didn't know he could make a U-turn. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night at the same time. Till then, good night.
The selection High, Wide, and Handsome is by the composer Jerome Kern. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. This is station WMAQ, Chicago. Now we invite you to enjoy the Hour of Charm.